Watcha, and a big, big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start with an album called The Leadbelly Project. All the songs are written by Leadbelly, Hoodie Leadbetter, to give him a formal intro, but given a fascinating jazz interpretation. Hope you like this as much as I do.
Thank you.
And that was Leadbelly's best-known song, Goodnight Irene, recorded in Brooklyn, New York in March 2017 by the intriguing lineup of saxophone, two guitarists and a drummer. The leader is the drummer Adam Nussbaum, who usually answers to Nut Tree. And I think this is the very first time we've featured him as either a leader or a sideman. The two guitarists are Nate Radley and Steve Gardinas, and on tenor, Ohad Talmor. I had no idea what to expect when I bought this album, other than Leadbelly songs, of course, and I love it. Hope that hit the spot with you too. Let's wheel out the Hammond B3 and its best-known player.
Thank you.
Jimmy Smith, arguably the Hammond B3 master. He really created the popularity, acceptability might be a better word, for the organ in jazz. Sure, it had been featured for years before Jimmy began playing, but he is certainly responsible for so many later Hammond B3 jazzers. This Blue Note album was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in Jan 60 and called Crazy Baby. Jimmy is listed as the incredible Jimmy Smith. Back in 56, Blue Note had released an LP entitled The Incredible Jimmy Smith, and the name stuck. Jimmy's popularity was so huge in the late 50s, early 60s, that Blue Note just kept on releasing LP after LP, 10 in 57 alone. We heard a Jimmy Smith original, Alfredo, dedicated to Alfred Lion, the founder of Blue Note Records. Quentin Warren guitar, Donald Bailey drums. Dan Nimmer is next, and you'll know this song. This is a wonderful CD called Kelly Blue, featuring the Dan Nimmer Trio, and it's on the Japanese Venus label. At this point, I normally mutter about these expensive Japanese imported CDs only having the liner notes in Japanese. Well, this time Venus have gone one better. There are no, as in no, liner notes whatsoever beyond the 11 song titles. Much research tells me that John Webber was probably the bassist, Jimmy Cobb probably the drummer. Come on, Venus, jazz fans like to know the names of the band members and the recording date, not included here, of course, but it seems to be May 2007. We heard, as you well know, on a clear day. I've seen Dan Nimmer, still a young man of 36, a few times this year with Wynton Marsalis, great pianist, as you heard there. This next one is very short. So short, but so sweet as well. The Mac Avenue 2016 recorded album is called Short Stories, so a clue there. We heard Parlour Song, written and arranged by Larry Goldings, who played Celesta there, organ and piano elsewhere on the album. But Dominic Farinacci is the leader on trumpet, Christian McBride bass. It was recorded in Cleveland, Ohio. Dominic wears clothes from Cuffs Clothing, Chagrin Falls, Ohio. He's photographed at Society Lounge, Cleveland, Ohio. His hair is styled by Michelle Lanzara of Cleveland, Ohio. His makeup is by Kaylee Rowell of Cleveland, Ohio. Maybe the Venus way of no liner notes isn't that bad after all. And you guessed it, Dominic was born in Cleveland, Ohio. A newly released Miles Davis 4CD set next. Thank you. This Columbia 4-CD set is called The Bootleg Series Volume 6 and subtitled The Final Tour. But there's nothing bootleggy about this release. Three concerts in Europe by the Miles Davis Quintet, Paris, Copenhagen and Stockholm, March 1960. We heard Monk's Round Midnight from the second concert on March the 21st in Paris. I chose this song simply because it's the shortest. All the others are in the 14 to 17 minute range, a bit too long for our show, but it's so good, maybe I should have chosen a longer number, as this is the lineup. Miles trumpet, John Coltrane tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass and Jimmy Cobb yet again on drums. It was a 3-week tour of Europe under the banner of Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic Jazz Winners 1960 tour. It involved France, Denmark, Sweden, Germany, Switzerland, Austria and finally Holland. The other jazz winners on this tour being Stan Getz and Oscar Peterson. Train had given Miles his notice early in this tour to leave the group on their return to the US. And Miles complained quite bitterly that Train was pulling in a different direction to the rest of the band during this tour. Train wanted to do his own music and his way, which of course is exactly what he went on to do. Let's chill out now with Diana Krall and a slowish number.
Charms, lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams. ¶¶
Diana Krall, vocals and piano, Stuart Duncan, fiddle, Mark Rebo, guitar, Tony Garnier, bass, and Kareem Riggins, drums. A 2017 Verve album called Turn Up the Quiet. I'll see you in my dreams. This next LP is called Heavy Soul. Tenor man Ike Quebec, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in November 61 for a Blue Note LP called Heavy Soul. And yes, it's certainly in that groove. Tenor Quebec, Freddie Roach, Hammond B3, Milt Hinton bass and Al Harewood drums. That was an Ike Quebec compo, Quay's Dilemma. and he's yet another vastly underrated muso. Originally a dancer and pianist, he took up the tenor in 1940, then joined the Cab Calloway Orchestra from 44 to 51, although somewhat sporadically. Then he didn't work much in the 50s due to his drug problems. But luckily, Alfred Lion of Blue Note Records recorded him a number of times in the 60s, and he seemed set on a successful career. But lung cancer took him in 63 at the age of just 44. It's time for a bit of funk. Burke Bacharach and Hal David's Say a Little Prayer. That was a big hit for Aretha Franklin in the late 60s. Much covered, but usually as a vocal, and mainly female vocalists. This Polydor album is called Wait a Minute, and it's by JTQ, the James Taylor Quartet. Regular crowd pleasers are Ronnie Scott's these days. James on Hammond organ, the B3, has been popular this week. James's brother David guitar, Alan Crockford bass, Simon Howard drums. Next, Ted Heath. I know he's not really jazz, as he didn't allow any improvisation, but his musos were the real thing. In fact, this is the Ted Heath Orchestra without Ted Heath. Warning, this is fun. Thank you. Recorded in London sometime in the 70s, Ted Heath died in 69, but his big band lived on for some years. Here, under the direction of Don Lusher, we heard the traditional song Skip to My Lou. I'll just pick out a few of the better-known names in the band. Kenny Baker, Roy Wilcox, Tommy Whittle, Wally Smith, Lenny Bush, Ronnie Varell. I'll now file that under Jolly. Next, It's Only a Paper Moon. Harold Arlen's standard, It's Only a Paper Moon, recorded in Holland, simply somewhere in Holland, in Feb 84 for Timeless Records. The leader is the pianist Herman Foster, and to my knowledge, he only made four LPs as the leader, this being his last one. His second album, The Explosive Piano of Herman Foster, recorded back in 61, got good reviews, and he seemed set fair. He was sadly blinded in childhood due to the carelessness of a doctor, but still taught himself violin, clarinet, saxophone and piano. Jeff Fuller bass, Victor Jones drums. It's Ellington time. Be warned, this is funereal. Deep Blues, an Ellington compo, making its one and only outing. It's almost as though it's a work in progress, although it never went beyond this point. Often these impromptu sessions produced the seeds of later, better-known works. Not this time, though. This was Jan 57 in Chicago, and a recording that went into the Duke's stockpile and released after his death as The Private Collection. This was from Volume 7. Ellington piano, Paul Gonzalez tenor, Jimmy Woody bass, Sam Woodyard drums. I keep a spreadsheet of all the songs and artists I've ever featured on The Real Enjoyment, basically to avoid repeating a song. But a quick glance down the artist column tells me that we've never featured this muso before. Thank you. Vibes and Vibes. Lem Winchester making, surprisingly, his first ever appearance on our show. Always liked his music, and I've got all of his records, so not sure why I haven't played him before. This is yet another Rudy Van Gelder recording session. It's a new jazz LP called Another Opus, recorded June 1960. Winchester, Vibes and Vibes. Frank Wez, flute, Hank Jones, piano. Eddie, no relation, Jones, on bass. That's no relation to Hank, that is. He must have been related to other Joneses, though. Gus Johnson, drums. That was a Lem Winchester compo. Both barrels. Goodness. It's time for our last one, and we referred to this Stan Getz LP a week or so back when talking about jazz and strings recordings. This is the perfect example. A Verve LP called Focus, recorded in New York, July 61. Getz tenor and Hershey Kay and his orchestra. Getz's mother had just died, and Getz, a big, big drinker, had been on a two-week bender and missed the recording session, so the strings were recorded without him. He struggled into the studio the following day, put on the earphones to listen to the backing, and simply played. No rehearsal, just straight through, job done. Let's enjoy Knight Rider. As always, thanks for joining me, and I do hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.